927 4CC. G'day to federal member for Flynn, Ken O'Dowd. Hello, mate.
Good morning, Hammo. Yeah, I'm back to Canberra today. So 2 weeks stint, and then we have another break for a while, but then we'll start in the budget week. So,
okay.
So my days are getting numbered, and but it'll be a full-on period for the next 4 months until the election, I think, which will be in about May.
Mm. All right. Made a big announcement over in WA, but that's going to benefit us here in Queensland with a fertiliser plant.
Wow, that's great news. Today it's been announced that our NAIF, that's our Northern Australia Infrastructure Fund, is supporting a new fertiliser plant near Karratha, about 20 kilometres from Karratha in West Australia. And in the end, when it's finally built and up and running, which won't be too long, it'll supply 94% of our fertiliser. So that takes the pressure off, and it's one thing COVID has taught us, to be a bit more self-sufficient. So I think it's great news that this is happening. It, you know, that's where that ad blue for our diesel will come from too. So we won't be held to ransom by any other country who want to block supply or can't supply. We'll supply ourselves. So,
yeah, awesome.
Gas, why not do it? So it's great news, I think.
Yeah. Great Barrier Reef with the funding, $1 billion in funding.
Yeah, it's $1 billion over 10 years to support the reef. You know, I think the biggest problem with the reef, and listening to our local cruise operators and charter boat people, the reef's in pretty good nick, and I don't listen to so much to UNESCO and those people who do a desktop survey of our Barrier Reef and tell us it's dying. Our local people who I take notice of, they say it's not dying. The crown of thorns has always been a problem. It will be a problem in the future. But we know how to, how to counteract them is just have to go out there and physically spear them and kill them. Leading into that, you know, I think our reef's in pretty good nick. I think we should also concentrate on some of these toxic weeds and that we've got around, and they keep on bobbing up. The latest one I found that I've been notified about is a wild African cotton bush, which is a milky, toxic sap. It's no good for cattle. It's no good for humans either.
No.
Not that humans eat it, but you don't want to give it on your hands. But, you know, we've got dieback, we've got parthenium sitting around, we've got African love grass, we've got cat's claw. I noticed cat's claw is all up our river systems and creek systems, and they actually put a vine over a tree and actually choked the tree, you know.
Yeah.
And sea rangers and land rangers are doing a good job. That sort of can be boosted a bit more to get on top of some of these. Most of them have been introduced to Australia for in the gardens, a bit like lantana, and we all know what lantana is, of course.
Rural and regional enterprise scholarships worth up to $18,000.
Yeah, any rural and regional person who wants to further their education at a tertiary level, PhD level, can apply for a grant up to $18,000. And we've got a website there to lock on to and see if it suits them. $18,000 to help with the scholarship, not to be sneezed at.
Tertiary access payments are available too for people that have finished year 12 and have made a move for university.
Yeah, they can apply up to $5,000 to help reduce their costs a bit. And there's another website they can jump on there, and $5,000 again, not to be sneezed at.
All right, mate. Well, thank you for your time. Enjoy Canberra. Oh, bad Jake, you got one for me.
Okay, hey, mate. Why did the bike fall over?
Why did the bike fall over? I'm scared of the answer of this. Why did the bike fall over, Ken?
It was too tight.
Yep, that's why I was scared of the answer. You've got to stop your staff members feeding you those jokes.
Pretty poor, aren't they?
Hey, mate, I've got another one for you.
Yeah?
How much is a loaf of bread? No, I'm joking. I'm joking.